I'm here in Houston, Texas again with Dr. Edward Group. Thank you so much, Dr. Group, for joining me today. And you were kind enough to give us a great interview last year for the Truth About Cancer, a global quest. And you're an expert at detox. And I mean, we are living in a toxic world, right?
Yes, we are.
I mean, you got a good sense of the toxicity here in Houston, right?
I definitely do. I try not to have to breathe the air and drink the water and everything, but there's always solutions for every situation, and it's detoxification that really I've seen the most successful results utilizing over the years, focusing on the root cause of disease. That's really how I got started in this, is looking at, instead of the symptoms, whether it's allopathically trained medical doctors or chiropractically trained doctors or naturopathically trained doctors. I went through the chiropractic and the naturopathic training myself, and one of the things I noticed was they were still addressing the symptoms, and I kind of matched that up with allopathic, which they address the symptoms, and we just prescribe something for the condition that the individual patient walks in with. And my background was really started in alternative oncology, just like all of the doctors that you've been interviewing, and focusing on what is the root cause of cancer, what is the root cause of disease. If we can figure that out, then we can trace how disease manifests in the body and then just work backwards. Really, it's everything is in simplicity, is my philosophy. And what I found during that time was information about the body and information that's been hidden for centuries about how to properly reactivate the body's self-healing mechanism. I mean, that wasn't taught in any school, that we had a self-healing mechanism, that we can heal anything known to man that we get. And the problem is, what reactivates the self-healing mechanism? How do we reactivate the self-healing mechanism? People aren't taught that they have the most powerful healing mechanism right inside their body. What they're taught is they have to look outside of their body. They have to rely on somebody else to heal them instead of taking that power in themselves and focusing on what they can do to heal themselves naturally.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of the favorite phrase of a good buddy of mine, Robert Scott Bell. He has a radio show every day, and he ends it with, "The power to heal is yours," right? And people have not been empowered to know that. And you mentioned that there's things that have been hidden, right? So talk about some of these, some detoxification methods that we were just talking about on the elevator coming down here, that have been known for millennia that many people today don't even know about.
Right. So in our quest, we wanted to find out what the root cause of all disease is. I mean, why do you need to cleanse? Why do you need to detox? Well, first of all, we found out that the root cause of all disease, cancer, it doesn't matter, is a combination of toxins and chemicals that are accumulating inside your body. And that's from the food that you're eating, the air that you're breathing, the parasites that you're exposed to, the amount of stress that you're under on a daily basis. It all accumulates in the system, and we have natural ways to eliminate chemicals and toxins through urination, through defecation, through sweating of the skin, through respiration. And women have 5 elimination routes. They have their menses, their menstrual cycles. So what we found was all of these natural cycles that the body goes through to eliminate toxins and chemicals naturally were being blocked. And we were looking at different individuals and different diseases and different chemicals that initiate different disease processes in the body. And we found that if someone is taking in 2 million chemicals or toxins, and you might think that's a lot, but just one bag of NutraSweet or aspartame might contain 10,000 toxic chemicals. So these are small. Even endocrine disrupting chemicals are parts per billion that can affect you and have a negative effect on your system. And what it boils down to is an alteration in all your systems. The endocrine system shuts down, the digestive system shuts down, the neurological system shuts down. And so what I always try to do is find the easiest, simplest solution to reactivate the body's self-healing mechanism. So I started saying, all right, we know that chemicals and toxins are causing every single disease. So what's the easiest way to get rid of those, and what's the easiest way to reopen the body's elimination routes so the body can naturally get rid of all these things? And what's the easiest way to reactivate the body's self-healing mechanism? So that's what got me on the quest of looking for solutions and finding out that from the beginning of time, I mean, 2700 BC, there's records of fasting. That's even before Christ. There's colonics date back to 1700 BC. The earth has always cleansed itself. Animals continue to cleanse themselves. It's the body's natural way to eliminate chemicals and toxins and give the body the ability to heal itself by purging itself of all these things. Every religious text that's ever been written talks about 40 days of fasting or some sort of fasting or cleansing process that takes place in the body. That's what led us to start looking at not only using nutraceuticals, high-end supplements and formulas that can assist the body in repairing itself, but also we did studies on working with detoxification with people first before we put them on any type of nutraceuticals. And then we also did studies when people came in and just put them on nutraceuticals. And what we found was if we ran people through an intestinal cleanse, multiple liver and gallbladder cleansing, parasite cleansing, heavy metal chemical cleansing from their body, and then at that point in time reevaluated them, we found that the majority of their symptoms had gone away.
Just from the cleansing itself.
And so that's what when we realized how powerful the body is and what it can do to repair itself with just cleansing. Now, I think that you need a lot of other nutraceuticals these days because we are exposed to so many chemicals and everything, but I also am a firm believer in keeping the body clean on a regular basis.
Right. So what you found then was that the body has this innate ability to cleanse itself, but these toxins are impairing that ability. Right? If they're impairing the ability of the body, what you call the natural healing mechanism.
Right. So what we have just alone in the water with the fluoride and the chlorine and the arsenic and all those chemicals that are damaging all the different systems in the body, what we really have is an attack on the endocrine system going on right now. And the endocrine system is your pituitary, your pineal, your pancreas, and the largest endocrine gland by your thyroid, parathyroid. That's why we have so many people with thyroid problems, because we have a serious iodine deficiency going on in the world. We have a serious vitamin D deficiency going on, B12 deficiency going on. Those are some of the things that we're deficient in that help regulate the cleansing process. But this attack on the endocrine system is responsible for all of our hormone production.
That was my next question. Could you explain what is the endocrine system for us?
So the endocrine system is glands that produce and regulate hormones. Okay. And we talked about some of them, but the liver is responsible for filtering and detoxifying all these chemicals. And when we look at the majority of chemicals with the phthalates, the plastics, the bromine, chlorine, I say bromine, chlorine, and fluoride because those are really damaging to the thyroid gland.
Mm. And those are the halogens.
And those are going to be your toxic halogens, and that's why it's so important to have iodine. But the biggest endocrine gland is the gut. And that's why you see so much attention being paid on the gut right now.
Right. I mean, you don't hear that the gut is part of the endocrine system, though.
Right.
Typically.
You don't. And the fact that the appendix is the brain in the body. Not the brain up here, but your appendix is the brain in the body, because we have 35 feet of intestinal tract. And that 35 feet is the first exposure point to all of the chemicals and toxins that are coming into your body. Whether you breathe them in, they're going to be in your mucous membranes, they're going to leak down into your stomach. Whether you drink them in, you eat them in, all of that stuff most likely is going to be going down into your gut. And that's what we found. What we really have going on, even though the intestinal tract and the gut is the largest endocrine system, is we have an attack on our gut. And when our gut is out of balance with all the chemicals, the toxins, genetically modified foods, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, prescription medications that people are on, vaccines, flu shots, I mean, you name it. There's millions of different chemicals out there that we're dealing with. All of those have a negative effect on the gut, and they burn holes through the gut lining, causing leaky gut syndrome. They kill all the good bacteria, the good probiotics we have, which when we have a good working biodome in our gut, it's the first step to becoming healthy. I mean, it really is. I mean, that's the gut will help you detoxify a lot of that stuff whenever it comes in initially. So when we found out the importance of the gut and how important it is in detoxification and cleansing, then that was one of our first focus points on repairing the gut system.
So not only just detoxifying the gut, or what people think, when you say detoxify the gut, I think of, you know, a colon cleanse. But that's really not even necessarily the most important part. If you need to repair the gut as far as the fissures that are created from all of these different toxins, as well as detoxify, right? So there's like a two-step process, isn't it?
Right. You can detoxify, but if you still put the same chemicals and everything in your body, you're still going to end up with the same result. That's why chemotherapy and radiation addresses the symptoms of cancer, but it never addresses why you have cancer to begin with. So what we want to do is not only cleanse it and give our body the ability to heal itself, but then we also want to repair it.
So stop putting all the stuff in there that's causing the damage.
Right, 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 right. You have to educate yourself. I mean, one of the things that we've lost is the education process, and our children should be taught about their body, about detoxification, about how to take care of themselves, about how to listen to your body and recognize the symptoms. Your body will always give you a sign that something's wrong. You might have a slight headache one day. So what do? Most people don't say, well, I have a slight headache. I wonder if that was something that I ate at the restaurant. Maybe it was MSG, artificial sweeteners, excitotoxins, food dyes, titanium dioxide, which is the main problem for fibromyalgia and pain these days that people don't realize. But they're not paying attention. What they do is they say, oh, I have a headache. Let me just run to the medicine cabinet and take some medications, whether pharmaceutical or over the counter.
Yeah.
So they're putting a Band-Aid on it.
Okay.
You know, it's like when your oil filter gets clogged up in your car, you don't continue to put fresh oil in. You have to actually change the filter or flush it out. And that's one of the main things we've found with the intestines and the liver, actually. The liver, I used to think you could do one liver cleanse and everything would be okay. But after evaluating over 100,000 liver cleanses, I've realized that each liver cleanse really only cleans about 15% of the liver, purges about 15% of the liver. With all the research I've done with the exposure and what the liver has to go through living today in this society, I've found that the majority of people's liver are only working 50 to 60%. So let's say you did a liver cleanse, that's going to bump it up to 65%. Another liver cleanse, that's going to bump it up to 80%. So really, we started seeing the best success rates when people were doing multiple liver cleanses, because the liver's like the oil filter kind of in your car. When it's clogged up, it's fatty. There's non-alcoholic fatty disease right now being diagnosed in 12-year-olds and 15-year-olds. I mean, as early as, you know, teenagers and
because
earlier.
Of the liver.
Because of all the hydrogenated fats, because of all the toxins in the foods, the microwave foods, everything else that's clogging the liver and not allowing the liver to actually process. And that's another reason why people with high blood pressure, you know, they start getting high blood pressure, they run to the doctor's office and they get put on high blood pressure medication. Well, if you think of the things in a step-by-step manner of how things can happen, and it's very easy, you say, okay, what if I had a congested oil filter in my car and the oil was trying to push through there? It's going to show high oil pressure because it can't go through the filter. Well, when the blood can't filter through the liver, the heart has to pump faster and harder to pump it through there because the liver's fatty, cirrhotic. It's all congested with stones. People have liver stones just like gallbladder stones. So the heart has to work more. That's the body saying, hey, you need to clean out your liver. I've never had a case of high blood pressure where someone didn't do one, two, or three liver cleanses where their blood pressure didn't come back to normal.
Wow.
It's amazing what the body can do when it's clean and it's healthy. And it's a multi-tiered approach. Yes, you want to change to an organic diet. You want to drink water, which is really the only thing the body needs and wants after breastfeeding. The body doesn't want carbonated beverages. The body doesn't want alcohol. It doesn't want, you know, any of these other synthetic juices that you get at the grocery store. Although I'm a big proponent of live foods. You know, kombucha is great.
Yeah.
You know, fermented foods, anything that's living and live.
I love fermented foods, yeah.
So basically life equals life. Mm-hmm. Death equals death. I mean, if it's dead, it's really not going to do too much for you as far as that regenerative process that needs to take place over a period of time.
It's just reiterating the fact that we're looking at symptom versus cause, right? And so it reminds me of this commercial I've seen recently on the TV, OIC, opioid-induced constipation, right? And so now they're admitting that when you take opioids, they cause your intestinal tract to shut down. Your peristalsis stops. You don't eliminate. You don't defecate, right? It causes you horrible constipation. So instead of, let's get to the root cause of this, maybe you should get off the pain pills so you can your intestines will work again. They have another prescription drug to basically, it's a laxative, that'll help you so you can keep taking the first drug, but now you got a second drug.
That's the way it's designed. Drug, cut, burn. But you can see that 90% of the pharmaceutical drugs out there are going to cause bowel damage. They're going to cause constipation. It's a serious attack on our intestinal tract, which is the largest endocrine organ in the body. So I saw that commercial too, and I was like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you have pregnant women that are suffering from constipation. You have IBS. You have ulcerative colitis. You have gluten intolerance, which is everybody's allergic to gluten. It's not just people that are having symptoms.
Yeah.
So we have pretty much everything that we're exposed to that attacks the intestinal lining. And that's why it's the number one thing in my book to heal and to keep cleansed on a regular basis.
So talk about your methods of cleansing the intestines because they're unique.
Yeah, so my methods of cleansing the intestines were when we found that was the main focus point. And then we started finding out that people were not digesting their foods properly, they weren't chewing their foods properly, and foods were sitting in the intestinal tract for 72 hours a week. They were having one bowel movement a week, one bowel movement every 2 weeks. The normal bowel regularity should be 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. And very few people actually have those without drinking a bunch of coffee or something else. So I started looking at what is the safest way, because I knew, okay, you're going to have, in today's society, you're really going to have to keep your bowel clean on a weekly basis, which means unless you radically change your diet, start eating raw foods. I mean, how many people are going to do that? Not a lot. So I wanted to find a way that everybody, regardless of their diet, could clean their bowel on a weekly basis. And I looked at all the different types of intestinal herbs. Fiber, you know, psyllium, Cascara sagrada. Most of the psyllium is contaminated with arsenic, and it comes from China and India. And then there's studies that if you take psyllium on a regular basis, it can cause bowel damage. There's studies that Cascara sagrada, senna, that if you take it on a regular basis, it can cause bowel damage. So I need to find something that someone could use on a weekly basis, bi-weekly basis, that forever, that wouldn't cause bowel damage. And that research led to Otto Warburg's research on oxygen, Nikola Tesla's research on oxygen, Eugene Blas's research on oxygen, where they came up with products in the late 1800s which were designed for that specific purpose, to be taken internally that would release monatomic oxygen into the bowel slowly all the way down, which would oxidize or neutralize any chemicals or toxins and bond to them. So you would go to the bathroom the next day or the next morning and you would release all that stuff. So it wouldn't sit in your system, and you would be able to cleanse your intestines on a regular basis safely using something that we take 30,000 breaths of every single day, oxygen, which is not going to have any negative effect on the bowel. So that's when we came up with looking at that technology, and took us 7 years to actually develop a product that would work like that, that people could take and keep their intestines clean.
Okay.
Now, some of those other herbs can be taken on a short time period if you need to, of course. Just make sure they're organic. But I recommend, you know, cleansing the intestines on a regular basis.
What is the name of your cleansing product?
The name of our cleansing product is Oxy Powder. Oxy Powder has been through phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials for IBS and constipation. It's been used for 15 years successfully all over the world, and it continues to give ultimate, really good success rates with people. It's amazing how good you feel when you start cleansing the intestinal tract on a regular basis.
Awesome. So that's the intestines. Once you've got the intestines clean, right, you've eliminated the waste from the exits, right? You got to be able to get rid of the toxicities. Where would you go next? What's the next step in a detox process?
So the next step that we want to move on to is going to be the liver cleansing. And that's very, very important. And I studied liver cleansing techniques going back to ancient Ayurvedic 500 years ago, and looked at some of the liver cleansing protocols that had been developed, Hulda Clark's and some of the other ones, over the last 100 years. And so what I wanted to do was take a real high concentration of herbs and develop a liver cleansing program that people could do that would be extremely effective using wildcrafted, natural products. Because 15 years ago, even most of the nutraceuticals out there were still contaminated with lots of maltodextrin, silicon dioxide, magnesium stearate. So a lot of the things that I wanted to use, and some of the other good doctors wanted to use, you just couldn't find organically. You couldn't find people that were producing products using no fillers, excipients, binders. As a matter of fact, I had to actually invent technology and with machines that could run products without using the high levels of silicon dioxide and magnesium stearate and things like that, and when using organic binders and flow agents instead, because they'll gum up the machines. So I developed a liver cleansing program, which is a product called Livitrex, and what you do is you take that for 4 days with some water, healthy diet. You're preparing your liver. A lot of the herbs in there are designed specifically to initiate the detoxification process of the liver, to emulsify and make the stones really, really soft in the gallbladder so you can pass them without any problems.
Yeah.
And also to give the proper nutrients to the liver so the liver can actually assist in the detoxification or the purging process. Now, when I was looking at I studied a lot of case studies of people that had written in and the effects that they had with different types of liver cleansing programs. And initially, I wanted to do a liver cleanse program without someone having to drink the olive oil. I didn't realize, you can look at liver cleansing programs all over, and Hulda Clark had it, and I always wondered, why do they have the olive oil in there? Well, looking at ancient Ayurvedic technology really explained to me why olive oil was so important. And one of the big things now that you see for detoxification and cleansing is oil pulling in the mouth, right? They're using, originally it was sesame oil. Just recently, they started introducing coconut oil and other oils. I personally like to change up the different types of oils. But if you look at ancient Ayurvedic therapies, they're very into using oils for detoxification. And they would, soak people's bodies in different types of oils. Mm. They pour different oil blends in the eyes, which dissolve glaucoma and increase your vision, hot oils. So the purpose of the oil in the liver cleansing that I found out was that's the way that you do oil pulling of your liver. Mm. So when you ingest that much oil and it goes through the body, it stimulates the liver. The oils actually get into the liver because they have to go through there for processing. It sucks out a lot of the chemicals and the toxins. And that's why people have little oil droplets and little, you know, hard, oily substances coming out during liver cleanses. Some people call them stones, you know, but you'll have 2,000 to 3,000 things coming out of your liver whenever you purge it that way. So the liver cleansing is extremely important and probably one of the most beneficial things that I've seen happen with liver cleansing is after the second day, just this sense of energy that comes back into the body. And
I've heard that
it's,
from people.
It's
that
amazing.
And the coffee enemas too, they, you know, which helps the liver.
Exactly.
You get that feeling of euphoria, well-being.
That's another thing that you can do with liver cleansing is the coffee enemas. Just make sure you use organic coffee and distilled water, because coffee is one of the most contaminated, toxic things out there that you get heavily sprayed with pesticides and insecticides, 80% of the world's coffee supply. So if you're going to use the coffee enema, make sure you use an organic source.
Yeah.
So liver cleansing, I've really found, I used to think one was enough, but when we started putting people into the second liver cleanse, and then putting people into the third liver cleanse, after the third liver cleanse, there's something that happens with the body in multiples of threes, sixes, and nines. You know, Dr. Horowitz talks about the power of three, sixes, and nines and healing the body, but there's a stage. I mean, and even dating back in ancient alchemy, when you look at distilled water, water distilled three times has a whole different weight and makeup than water distilled one time. Then you distill water six times, and you distilled water nine times, and it still has a different makeup. Huh. So in the body, you know, water is also very important as well. So I also recommend people drink a lot of pure, clean water while they're going through their detoxification. So sure. Intestinal cleansing first.
Now,
if you can
during
do
the
it,
intestinal cleansing, you don't necessarily have to fast on your program.
No, you don't. Okay. No, you don't have to fast.
I mean,
that's
a lot
the beauty
of
it. We have people that eat standard American diet. I mean, living here in Houston in the oil and gas mecca, some of these guys go out every single night and eat 32-ounce steak, baked potato, dessert, okay, bottle of wine.
Yeah.
You know, if you do that in your body, that meal is going to sit there for a week probably in your system because they don't chew properly.
Yeah.
Then they go out the next night and do the same thing. So the whole purpose of cleansing, right, is not just doing cleansing one time and then yeah, forgetting about it. They go home, they take 6 capsules of oxy powder or whatever, and the next morning they wake up and that's all out of their system. So you can cleanse your intestines once a week. You know, just once a week is great. Twice a week. But if you're going to go out and you're going to really have those late night dinners,
yeah,
for sure you need to be taking something to get that out of your system, because that's just going to ferment. The fats are going to turn rancid. Carbohydrates are going to ferment. And the proteins are going to turn putrefactic, and then you've just created a whole nother toxic slew inside your body.
Got it. So be sure to drink lots of water during the cleanse, during the intestinal and liver cleanse as well.
Yes, right? Yes, yes. And now what we're getting from is cleansing to health. You know what I mean? It's like now you see, you used to see colon cleansing everywhere, and now what you're seeing is gut health. Now what you're seeing is heart health.
Yeah.
So now, which is great, because all the information that we've been putting out there for so long is not like, let's address these conditions,
yeah,
and these symptoms, but now let's move into health. Let's keep our heart healthy.
Yeah.
Let's keep our gut healthy. So as you're doing these cleansing, you know, you should cleanse once a year for sure, or maybe twice a year if you're not going to make the necessary commitment to getting rid of all the different things in your environment that's in your house that you're exposed to, and cleaning up your air, cleaning up your water, cleaning up your diet. But then also you're going to get the benefit of, on a regular basis, cleansing and just more or less moving into a gut health program,
right,
or a heart health program or whatever type of program you want to move into.
As far as the liver cleanse, you said multiple liver cleanses. About how far apart would you recommend that you do liver cleanses if you're going to do multiple?
So what we recommend is doing one liver cleanse, and that's 5 days.
Okay.
You can take 2 to 3 days off, or as much as 5 days off, do another one,
okay,
take 2 or 3 days off, or 5 days, and then do another one. We recommend doing like 3 in a row, and that
okay,
really, because like I said, each one is 15%. So if the average 40-year-old is only at about 60% liver function,
yeah,
that's going to bring you up into that 90 range. And, you know, we have all these problems with obesity right now. And people don't realize the liver is really what causes the majority of the obesity, because it can't process all the endocrine disrupting chemicals and everything else.
Right.
And usually what you see after the third liver cleanse is the weight starting to come off and come off, because the liver is what processes your fats too. So if the liver can't process your fats, it's going to store them somewhere in your body.
Interesting. What name a few of the ingredients in your liver cleanse.
Okay, so we have the milk thistle, we have chancopiedra in there, we have dandelion root in there, and we have a few other ingredients that are designed to support the phase one and the phase two detoxification system of the liver. Okay. So the liver cleanse, as what you want to do with that also is we have a water, we have you drink the apple cider vinegar, certified organic apple cider vinegar, during the days for 4 days. You don't really have to change your diet up that much. And then on day five is when you actually do the olive oil, which is the hardest part to get down. Some people actually have a purging effect when they drink oil. They throw up, but the majority of people are able to get through it okay. And the next day...
Yeah, I've almost thrown up several times doing liver cleanses.
Yeah. I try to do three liver cleanses every single year, and I'm about to start my third one for this year, too. Okay. And I eat healthy, eat organic, mostly vegan, mostly raw.
You still need it.
But
Everyone needs it.
You know, you still need it. And it's amazing how good I feel after three liver cleanses every single year. And then I move into the next cleanse that we found is the harmful organism cleanse or the parasite cleanse. And that's a huge problem right now that people don't realize. We are living in an epidemic right now of microbes, parasites. And the word parasite definition is actually any harmful organism that lives off of a host mechanism. Most people associate parasites with worms, but that's not the case. Viruses, bacteria, fungus, there's a fungus among us, candida, we're overrun with that because of all the sugars. We have worms that are infecting our bodies. There's like 6 out of 10 children now that have worms and don't even know it in their body. All the animals. Because the environment is changing, there's so many new organisms that are coming into our body. And what happens with... This was one of the reasons why we had so many people coming in that were doing juicing, with cancer, degenerative disease. It doesn't matter what illness you have. It doesn't matter what symptoms you have. If you detoxify and cleanse your body, your self-healing mechanism will fix any condition in the body. We had so many people coming in that were being seen by all these other people that were doing juicing and all this stuff, and they weren't getting better. And I would say, did you do a parasite cleanse? Did you do a harmful organism cleanse? Well, the FDA doesn't want us saying parasites now, so we have to say harmful organism.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
So they made us take all the reference to parasites off our site. So we had to change it to harmful organisms. Because there's a big war right now, you know, going on against from the pharmaceuticals FDA against natural medicine. But what we found was, and what all the natural doctors are finding, is that what do parasites do in the body? We found that cancer patients have over 1 trillion organisms in their body. And just Royal Raymond Rife traced the BX virus to one of the main causes of cancer. Holda Clark, to the liver fluke, to cancer. These are all harmful organisms that could be associated with cancer or any type of degenerative disease. If you have any disease or condition, most likely you have harmful organisms inside your body because your pH is off. So that was the next stage of let's move into what's the next cause of all these illnesses. And I was saying all these people were coming to us that had been on juicing, but what they hadn't done is they hadn't done a parasite or a harmful organism cleanse. And just because you're juicing, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get rid of all those harmful organisms in your body, because what was happening is the harmful organisms secrete byproducts into your fluids and into your body. Isopropyl alcohol, highly acidic. Phenol, formaldehyde. All of these toxic substances, lactic acid, are the waste products. And if you have millions of organisms in your body going to the bathroom in your body, no matter how much you're juicing and everything, if you're not eliminating and killing off those harmful organisms, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a chronic acidic situation in your system. So,
people don't think about that the harmful organisms, the parasites, whatever you want to call them, they're actually going to the bathroom in your body, and that's part of the toxicity that's created. That's why they're so bad. One of the reasons.
Exactly, and they're laying 10,000 eggs a day inside your body. Mm. Some of the worms. So they replicate extremely fast, and that's why a good harmful organism cleanse is going to take 6 weeks, because the cycle from eggs all the way through adult larva in most cases is 6 weeks. So again, after the intestinal cleanse, after the liver and gallbladder cleanses, we move them into a harmful organism cleanse.
What's in that? What's in the harmful organism cleanse?
What we developed a product called Paratrex, and it has the black walnut hull in it. It has clove in it. It has anamu in it. It has different rare herbs that are designed to not only, you know, a lot of the harmful organism and parasite cleanses out there are designed to attack worms only. But we found that it's more than that. There's more organisms, especially like fungus and things like that. So we put different oregano leaf, different substances and compounds in there that would create a broad spectrum from bacteria, virus, worms, everything that they could get on. Actually, one of the ingredients in there too is diatomaceous earth, which works extremely effective for different types of harmful organisms. So that's a combination blend. As a matter of fact, we had somebody contact us the other day that was on it for a few days, and they pulled a worm out of their nose.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
So that's how important. So you don't even realize you might be suffering from fatigue. You know, you're trying all these natural things and nothing seems to be working. Usually the people that have gone to multiple doctors, nobody can figure out what's going on with them. They run all the tests because, you know, all these harmful organisms, you can take a blood test and your blood still looks normal. Mm-hmm. They hide. They're like little leeches in your system that just suck all your nutrients and suck everything from you. But don't really, a medical doctor or anybody else, it's really hard to determine which ones are in there. There's really not a lot of tests for those. So these are people that go all around and try to find all these solutions and never end up with a solution are the ones that are suffering from Lyme, or now you have Morgellons out there where you have people like strings coming out of people. You have all these weird organisms that they're finding in the chemtrails that they're spraying down on top of us.
Yeah, the chemtrails.
So there is definitely an attack. I mean, then you have biological. Look at these mosquitoes right now that are GMO mosquitoes that are carrying the Zika virus and all that. I mean, we have a biological warfare attack on us right now. Everybody needs to be aware of that. And there's things like oregano oil, silver, colloidal silver. Two of my favorite, iodine. I mean, everybody is deficient in iodine. Everybody should be on iodine. It's one of the most effective things that you can do for yourself and for your health. So harmful organism cleansing. I mean, everybody needs to look into it and really take it seriously and go through one of those every year. I mean, if you eat sushi or raw fish, there's no doubt that you have an infestation of organisms. And that's something that is highly beneficial, even for children in school. We have a lot of children that are being put on antipsychotics and being diagnosed, ADD, ADHD, and all that stuff, and it's the chemical byproducts that are coming in. There's no such thing as mental illness. That what it is mental toxicity. It's all these chemicals that are going up into the brain that are causing all these children to have all these problems. So we have 5-year-olds right now committing suicide and 6-year-olds that are slaughtering family pets because they're on all these medications that is not even addressing the root cause of the problem. So that's the next phase that we move people into is the harmful organism cleansing.
Okay. And so once you've done the intestines, the liver, harmful organism, what's next?
What's next is chemical and toxic metal cleansing.
Okay.
Because that's what's the reason we save that for last is because we don't want to start pulling out a lot of chemicals and metals really fast into the body unless the body can handle it, because the liver might have to reprocess some of that stuff, and we want the liver clean, we want the intestines clean, we want all those harmful organisms out of the body. By that time, you should be feeling really, really good. And then the last stage is going to be the chemicals and the toxic metals, which are going to be you know, all of your mercury, cadmium, lead, nickel.
How do you pull that out? What's in those cleanses that would help you to pull the heavy metals and the chemicals out of your body?
Well, we use a combination of different herbs that have been proven, such as cilantro. Believe it or not, fulvic acid, humic acid works extremely effective at bonding some of those chemicals and toxic metals out of the body. Any type of your spirulina, your blue-green algaes work extremely well. We actually also use a proprietary formula that was developed in Japan in a detox foot pad that's gone through 10 years of clinical studies in Japan. A lot of the detox foot pads got a bad rap a long time ago. You can use clays, different types of clays, substances, far infrared. And so we use a combination of a liquid formula. At the same time, we have those individuals use this proprietary formula that we have developed for us for the detox foot pads, to where they apply that as we're immobilizing the chemicals and toxic metals from their bloodstream and the blood circulates through, the detox foot pads actually pull those out of the body through the feet. So very effective. That process can take anywhere from 15 to 30 days. But after you've gone through the intestine, the liver and gallbladder, the harmful organism and the toxic metal and chemicals, because remember, we still have thousands upon thousands of chemicals that people are infected with. Sure. Pesticide residue, herbicide residue, the glyphosate, the atrazine. Most of the corn people eat is contaminated with atrazine. All the phthalates, all the chemicals from cosmetics. I mean, all of these things in parts per billion need to be cleaned out of the body. Okay. And the good news is, once the liver is clean and functioning, and that's why I still come back to the intestines and the liver, because the liver, a functioning good liver, is able to actually process and neutralize some of these things. A good functioning intestinal tract with the proper type of probiotics in there, living, and probiotics actually control the production of neurotransmitters too, your serotonin, your dopamine, things like that. If you have a healthy gut, really you have a healthy body. You have a healthy liver, you have a healthy body. So those are two of the things that I would highly recommend. And the good news about cleansing is you can still see your healthcare practitioner. I still recommend everybody have a natural health care practitioner in their town or wherever they are. It doesn't matter if you do our cleanses or anybody else's cleanses out there. The main goal and focus is, how do you reactivate your body's self-healing mechanism? Mm. You want your body to really be able to heal everything that's going on in there. And after working with over 300,000 people from around the world, the body's self-healing mechanism will be reactivated once your body is clean. Mm. It's like let's say you cook in your kitchen one day and you leave the pots and pans there, and then you come back to cook a meal the next day and you leave your pots and pans there, and then you come back and cook the meal the next day. Well, by the third day, you're going to have fungus, mold, pests, bacteria, viruses. You're going to have a slew of a toxic environment in that kitchen, to where even if you cook something, you would probably get sick. Mm. Well, that's the same thing that happens in the body.
Right.
You know, you clean your car, you clean your house, you clean your kitchen. But who cleans their body on a regular basis? People take a shower every day to rinse the outside of their body.
Yeah.
But they don't take a shower, they don't cleanse the inside of their bodies every day. And it just goes back to, you know, it's not something that I invented or anything, it's just common sense, really. It's just cleansing. The earth cleanses itself, everybody cleanses, the animals.
So, Dr. Group, you mentioned that people shower every day, right? So that makes me think, okay, we've got, our skin's a big detox organ, right? We wash the outside of it, but are there ways that we can use our skin to detoxify?
Yeah, that's a good question. The problem that we have with the skin is it's malfunctioning. And it's malfunctioning, especially with women. The skin is a large detoxification organ. I mean, sweating, that's one of our pathways of detoxification. When people are taking showers or bathing, you know, I highly recommend they get a shower filter, number one, because they're exposing their skin to more toxins. We see a lot of problems in women with their skin, because women are the ones that lather on all these chemical lotions all over their skin, all over their face. They use cosmetics, and all of these contain high-level cancer-causing agents, disease-causing agents, And that does get soaked in through the skin. And that ultimately goes directly into the bloodstream. When we were looking at where are all the chemicals and toxins coming from, the skin was one of them, right? You either breathe them in, they come in through your skin, or they come in through your mouth. There's only three ways. With women, we saw a lot more of the chemicals and toxins coming in through their skin because women are the ones that use and lather all the cosmetics on their skin. What we've seen in the last 10 years, which is one of the major problems, is sunscreens. People are lathering on sunscreens and we're deficient in vitamin D, and the sunscreens are actually causing more cancer than if you didn't even use sunscreen. So one of the ways to open up the detoxification pathway in the skin, and after you're done cleansing or during your cleansing, is you want to open up your body's natural elimination pathways. You open up the skin pathways through exercise, sweating. You know, you can go into near infrared. You can get near infrared lights now where they're saying works even better than far infrared. Far infrared saunas, anything like that, but really just moving around and sweating. You know, sweating is a great way to detoxify. You can take hot baths, just make sure that you have pure, clean water that you're going to be soaking in. And then the biggest thing is stop using any type of chemical lotions, skincare products, cosmetics, anything, bug sprays, anything that's going to be absorbed into your skin. So
there's a lot of natural ones that women can use.
There are. So opening up your skin, that's one elimination pathway that you can do. The next is urination pathway. A lot of people's urination pathways are shut down and because they're not drinking enough water. You know, a lot of the things people are drinking are going to be dehydrating. And so how do we open up the urination pathway? Pure, clean water. I always recommend distilled. And then what I do is add certified organic kombucha or apple cider vinegar, or a pinch of sea salt, anything that's going to reactivate that distilled water and bring back that life to it, bring back those minerals inside of it. So that's what you're going to do for your urination so you can start urinating more, because that's how you eliminate toxins. I mean, if your elimination routes are all closed down, then obviously you're not going to be able to get rid of the chemicals and toxins and everything in a timely manner.
Right.
And then, of course, you have the defecation elimination route, where people should be having their two bowel movements a day. And if that's not working or functioning properly, then you really need to look at your dietary habits, what you're putting in your mouth, or use something that's going to, you know, help you have or eliminate bowel movements on a regular basis. And then with women, so many women are having hormonal issues right now, and they're elimination route with menses is blocked. They're having endometriosis, ovarian cysts, you know, all of that, which is directly related to an iodine deficiency. But what I would recommend for women is start looking into getting on a good iodine supplement. And once you've cleansed your body, a lot of the times your menstrual cycles will come back to normal.
Last question, Dr. Group. We talked earlier a little bit about vaccines. So vaccines are toxic. Right? That's the message that I'm getting from everybody that I've talked to about vaccines. They're toxic. Talk about the relationship between vaccines and how might we detox from vaccines, and are they really safe and effective?
Well, no, vaccines are never safe and they're never effective. Well, there's certain ways to prepare natural vaccine. Your natural vaccine is your self-healing mechanism. That's exactly what we've been talking about. And if our self-healing mechanism is working at 100%, there's nothing. No virus, nothing that can attack us and bring us down. Vaccines are extremely damaging because they're synthetic and the body is not made, they're not natural, and the body's not made to absorb those properly, transport those properly, and it causes an immune response. And vaccines are contaminated with DNA, RNA from different animals that are being injected inside of us. They have toxic preservatives. They have mercury involved in them, and the amount of vaccines that children are getting today are overburdening our self-healing mechanism, the flu shots that are promoted. I mean, they want it to where you can go into any drugstore, any grocery store now, get 10% off your groceries if you get a vaccine or a flu shot. which is crazy because it's still you're getting something injected into you for something you don't even have, right? I mean, there's a sign that says get your flu shot today and get 10% off. It's impossible to create a flu shot, a flu vaccine, because the influenza virus, every time it replicates, is a different strain. So all they do is pick two or three or four from the year before. And what the scary thing is now, they're doing what's called hexavalent vaccines, where they're taking not just one organism, they're taking 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different influenza strains and particles, RNA, DNA particles, different animal DNA structures, putting it in one shot and then injecting it into you. Your body is not made to, the way you naturally develop an immune response is through breathing a virus in the air or breathing it into your nose, never being injected directly into your bloodstream. So highly damaging, and you detox from vaccines the same way. I mean, once you you go through the same cycle of detox, it's really hard sometimes to detox from vaccinations, but it's pretty much the same method. And, you know, the good news is we are in the midst of a revolution right now. I mean, what you're doing and what we're doing, this is going to be written about in the history books. Our children, 10 years, 20 years from now, and everybody watching this that is educating their children, are going to say, this was the healthcare revolution. They're going to say, Dad, I can't believe there were flu shots, and I can't believe there was fluoride in the water. And all the people that are watching this are going to be like, yes, we were part of that when it's written in the history books about the change that happened, how oil and gas went under and free energy came in, how pharmaceuticals went out and natural, you know, therapies came back in. And they're going to look back and say, where was that movement? Where was that revolution? That's what I tell all my employees, and I'm like, you don't even know what you're part of. Your children are going to be like, Dad, you were part of that revolution? You were there? That was you that was doing all that? I mean, that's amazing. Cool. for anybody that's watching this and everybody that's knowing. We're not giving people information that hasn't already been proven. I mean, all these detoxification strategies and all these remedies and all this stuff that was available from 2,000 years before Christ, we're just in this age, all the books that were burned by the AMA and the medical society, we're bringing back a new generation. Like, there's a fight going on right now between everything. And the good news is we're making progress with genetically modified foods. We're making progress with taking fluoride out of the water. We're educating the masses on how to prevent and to take care of their own bodies. Because of the Obamacare and all the scenarios that are out there, people are actually waking up and taking responsibility for their own health. So this is a major change that we're going through. This is the dream. This is why you and I and everybody else that's involved and all these doctors that are dedicated their life, that have been under scrutiny from the FDA, that have been raided by the FDA, that keep going forward and keep going forward and going through the death threats and all the risks that are involved, to see the vision that we're born to create and to put this out to the world and take the chances so that our children and the next our children's generation can eat clean food, can breathe clean air, and can drink clean water.
Yeah, well put. I mean, I'm just thankful you're one of the leaders in the revolution, Dr. Group. And we're going to make sure that the revolution is televised.
Thanks, man. You're a big part of the revolution. We're all coming together as part of the revolution. I mean, it's exciting. These are exciting times because you can actually see, you know, 15, 20 years ago when we were being called a quack and we were, you know, just ridiculed, and there wasn't, you know, just 15 years ago, it was only 28K modems. You couldn't even put videos online.
And dot matrix printers.
I mean, so look where we've come today. Sure. And, you know, it's a great feeling to know that everything you do every day makes a difference in somebody's life. Like when you go home at the end of the day, you know you changed somebody's life today for the better.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for the great work, and thanks for an awesome interview. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.